Ruth. Dear Sister Ruth, you wrote about a stove, but the thing that caused you to write to me was your lack of joy. The uneasy void you feel is your conscience testifying to you of your blame in many matters of life. You want to change, to be the kind of person who doesn't try to control, who is at peace and can let go of issues like this. But there is another part of you that wants to hold on and justify the very actions that bring you such misery of conscience. Your husband's choice of stoves is a statement that he is trying to express his great appreciation of you and to please and delight you. Your countermanding his choice, even if it were a better choice, speaks to him about how little you value him, more than it does about how you value the dollar. In effect, your action said that, like so many times before, he was not even capable of making a choice as simple as purchasing a stove. Your history of cautious leading says to me that you see yourself as a wise woman, but you view him and your careless daughter as lacking good common sense. You feel your husband lacks discretion in spending money, raising children, and in many other areas. But it is not your husband's lack of discretion that troubles your conscience. It is yours. Your lack of joy tells the true state of your soul. You don't like yourself. Yet you don't know why. Most women could tell their husband which stove they wanted or what color paint they preferred, even debate with him over it, and it would never be an issue. It is an issue with you, because it is not just a stove. It is the fact that you view your husband as inept. He knows this is how you feel. This is why life is a constant struggle, why you are unhappy, why your daughter is careless, and why, just a guess, that you do not have a good sex life. It is all tied together. Regardless of the issue at hand, your actions seem to say that you think of yourself as being somewhat wiser and him more of a fool. Your conscience speaks louder than the world view you have adopted, louder than your logic, louder than your wisdom in saving the family from foolishness. Your conscience, at least, is telling the truth, which is why you wrote to me. You have forgotten the pleasure of having a man do something special for you. You have left off the important things in life. A gracious woman retaineth honor. Proverbs 11:16. If you had been wise, gracious, and loving when your husband called to inform you of the stove he had in mind to buy, you would have laughed and been delighted with your husband's choice of a stove. If you had viewed the extra expense as one would a gift of flowers, a wonderfully beautiful waste of money, and an extravagant gesture of devoted husbandly love, yours especially, but his life also, you would have been richer and fuller for it. After all, it was just money, and you said yourself you had the means to afford the one he chose. He would have been so delighted that you were pleased with what he had picked out for you. Something that simple could have changed your relationship into something wonderful. Every time you stood at the stove cooking, it would have reminded you of your husband's love. And whenever he saw you cooking on it, just imagine the deep satisfaction he would always feel for having expressed himself so lavishly toward you. But now, every time you cook on the stove you picked out, you will feel your own wisdom and economy. He will remember your rejection and his foolishness, and the food will never taste as good. The stove that you must use will always be a constant reminder of what a fool your husband is. Do you remember earlier in this book the girl who pulled her husband's arm from around her shoulders because he messed up her hair? In effect, that is what you did with the rejection of his choice of a stove. It is no wonder that you are frustrated and just plain tired. I'm plain tired from thinking of the damage that you've done and what you've been missing. Your husband is probably tired too, tired of this marriage. You think in terms of this stove or that stove, this choice or that, whether you have to be silent or say your piece. The real issue is your heart's perspective. If your attitude were right in all the little areas, you could safely discuss with him about which stove, and no one would feel rejected. It is just that issues, like the stove, become the point at which you recognize the problem that exists in your mind and heart about your relationship with your husband. It will not be enough for you to just force yourself into silence and start surrendering your will. It is time for you to start practicing reverence toward your husband. Go back and read the story found earlier in the book about the girl named Sunny, and ask God to do a work in your heart as He did in hers. I know you are seeking God. As you seek to do it God's way, He will help you establish a heavenly marriage. Read again the story of Jezebel, found in the first section, and make a list of responses in your life that you are going to change. Read the section on joy, and learn to practice joy and thanksgiving. Then, read the section on loving your man, and perhaps you both can cook up something really nice, without a stove of any kind. Debbie.